وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the holy book Al-Quran Al-Kareem, He sent down commands, He sent down advices, He sent down many things that me and you need to learn, many things that we need to uphold, many things that we need to follow. Amongst these things are human traits, because the Creator Himself knows what He created, and He knows what His creation needs. There are a number of traits that He said a human being needs to strive to attain and to have in their lives. One of these traits that we have been discussing in a number of episodes now is taqwa. Because many times when I and you read the Quran and we come across the word taqwa, we pass it extremely quickly, quicker than the sound or the speed of sound or the speed of light. Because we just say, well, good taqwa, that's it. I mean, what is there more to? So we just kind of pass by it. But yet, taqwa is in fact the core of life itself. So we want to see how this taqwa plays a role in our lives, especially in terms of human beings and human rights. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter 2 Al-Baqarah in verse 197, He says, وَتَزَوَّدُوا, and make sure you take sustenance with you, have provisions, فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّاد, surely the best of provisions is taqwa. So if you want to travel and you want to pack your bag and you want to choose things to have, the important things you need in your trip, taqwa would be it. So during life, if we want to navigate life, then we need to have taqwa. In relation to human rights, taqwa, or being mindful or conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it plays a crucial role in promoting fairness and justice. By being mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and striving to live a life that is in line with His command, we are more likely to act in a way that respects the rights of others. And that is just how the formula works. If I am aware of Allah, if I am aware of His laws, then that will automatically equals me respecting other people. Because God's laws are very simple. Respect Allah, worship Allah, take care of yourself, and take care of people. These are the commands that I play with on a daily basis. Allah, myself, and others. If I'm conscious of Him, if I'm conscious of His commands, then I won't break them. And by not breaking them, then I am keeping the rights of Allah, maintaining the rights of myself, and maintaining the rights of others. Therefore, human rights have been achieved. And that's why we see today's war is on the faith of people. Let's take a short break, and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. So we said taqwa is the compass, taqwa is the tool, taqwa is the luggage one should carry so he can navigate through life. And we said that today's war, the war that's raised by the West and the media, is on the faith of people. They're trying to deprive the notion of God from them. And mind you, this is across all religions. All religions right now are under attack. It doesn't matter whether it's Christianity, Judaism, Buddhism, whatever religion it is. They're constantly under attack now. Why? Because they're trying to remove the God conscious from people. And mind you, people sometimes believe in, I don't know, a cow or a monkey or a rat. And they have places of worship for these animals in India, for example. But those who follow these animals, they are very conscious of their actions not to harm that animal. For example, those who worship a cow, they would not eat meat, they would not drink milk, they would do respect to the cow. So they are conscious. So the concept is the Western media and the Western culture is trying to deprive that from people. They don't care who you're praying to. Just don't be mindful and cautious of other deities. Just let go. Enjoy yourself. And in that comes the danger. Because in enjoying myself, it means I have to come and step on your rights. I will, you know, in order for me to enjoy myself, I want to go half naked. I want to eat this and I want to do that and I want to steal, I want to kill. Well, I'm trying to please myself, right? So you can see that the way they're pushing people is to stay away from Allah. If we are away from Allah, then we are no longer have taqwa. When we no longer have taqwa and mindfulness and fearfulness and consciousness of Allah, then what happens is we will start killing each other. And this is exactly what happened before and what is still happening today. So taqwa will help us understand the values of treating one another with dignity and respect. It also encourages the individuals to act justly and seek justice for ourselves and for other people, because no one wants to be harmed. So if I am conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you are aware and conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will not come to have any problems between us. Why? Because I'm trying to preserve the command of Allah, and so are you. And then we are on the same side. We're no longer enemies. We become friends. So you see, this taqwa can help prevent human rights. It can help prevent human rights abuses and to create more equitable and just society. And ultimately, this is what we need. And ultimately, this is what we get, what we will get when the 12th Imam alayhi salam reappears. But the idea here, the Quran trying to say, people, listen to me. If you want provision, if you want the best, then have taqwa. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the chapter, at the end of the verse, not the chapter, He says, وَاتَّقُونِي يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, all people of intellect, all people of thinking, be mindful of me. Thank you for listening. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله, اللهم صل على محمد وآله.